Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Radio. Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
A special edition of the Late Night Late Show wrap up tonight. Live on KGO around the bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. You can stream us anytime you'd like or get the app by going to the App Store and just type in KGO Radio. And it'll be wherever you want it to be as we go right now along with the Hollywood Medium from the HollywoodMedium.com. Carrie is my guest. And let's go to Christine in Eugene, Oregon. Thank you very much for holding, Christine. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Christine. And it's Mildred, my mom. I want to know if there's any message from her.
I was, before you even said her name, I was getting mom. And I was getting your mom is coming through or you're going to ask about your mom. So she's right here. So she must have been waiting. And I feel like she's lined up like you were waiting for her. She was waiting for you. You were waiting for quite some time, right?
Cause what, 28 minutes.
Yeah, she's been waiting and lined up. So I almost wanted to interrupt you because I felt like I was going to say mom. She comes through and she shows the river and she shows an image of a canoe. Did you ever go on a boat with her or a canoe or a rowboat? So it literally looked like a canoe on a river.
No.
This looks like an image that is either a memory or something in the future. It's one or the other. I mean, because I don't normally see canoes, you know, on a river. So are you actually near a river or a stream or something where people go on the river and, you know, take
a
little
boat?
Okay.
Yes. I don't, but yes.
Okay, she shows me that. So she keeps showing me that image.
Did she?
Go no. On.
No? Okay.
Okay. Be no. open to that. I feel like, you know what? She wants you to dip your toes in the stream, dip your toes in the water. So are you not a water person in general? Is that what that is? Cause she wants.
When I lived in San Francisco, and I was near the ocean.
She wants you to try new things in life. Is that where you are in life? Like you're at a different juncture. Okay, so you just said you don't, you would never go near your, you know, wherever you are. You said there's people go on these little boats and they take down the stream. You go, you don't do it. But she wants you to. She wants to say that she's your partner in this leg of this part of your journey, this race. I guess I'll call the human race. She's on this part of the journey and she wants you to be open to trying new things. I feel like you've been putting it out there since the new year that you want a better chapter, turning the page in a better way. She's saying yes, she acknowledges that. Does that make sense?
It really does.
So when you do this little river boat thing that you've never thought about doing, which is near you, she's saying it's opening up your energy to try new things. You don't ever have to do it again. Just do it at one time. You know, like the teen little boat on a little stream, you know, just do it once, like with everyone else. And she goes, you're going to open up, changing up your energy.
Okay. Thank you.
That's an interesting assignment from above. Yes. Thank you very much. All right. So she needs to go get on the boat.
Well, it was more of an example of being open to things she's never done. Because remember how she just said, it's near her, but she doesn't do it. Remember that?
Right,
so it's available.
Yes, and she was, at a point in her life where she didn't know what direction to go.
Right, and so. She was making changes to want new changes. So that's what her mom's message was, is to be open to new things that she's never done. And I feel like it's more about creating energy change within her own aura, and it's part of what she's been putting as an intention, but not knowing how to get there.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Let's go to Carol in Sacramento. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Carol. I would like to see what Leonard is doing and if he has any messages for me.
Okay, Leonard brings up your mother. So is your mother here with us? Or I can't tell because they're all as much as alive as we are. So is your mom here with us or on the other side?
Yes. She's on the other side, yes.
She's on the other side, too. Okay, are they connected?
Yes, we all stayed in one house together, yes.
No, did Leonard know her? Or is there a connection between Leonard and her? Because he brings up your mom. Okay, so he wants to bring her up in the reading. Were they married? Is that your father? Is this Leonard your father or something?
Leonard's my husband.
And he's on the other side. Okay, so he brings up your mother. So your mother, he wants to say that your mother comes through. And I don't know why, because you're asking about Leonard, but he's bringing up your mom, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And the number 8 around your mom, so has it been 8 years since she's been gone? The number 8 around your mom, she says.
She passed in 1998.
Okay. So she brings up that. She brings up the number 8 around her. So I mostly like it's 8 years, but you're saying 98. So she's saying that she comes around. He's pushing her forward. So she comes around you all the time, especially at midnight. So were you guys close? Were you guys close?
Yes.
Because she... For some reason, he's bringing her through. Like, for some reason, it's more important that she comes through. I don't know why. But she wants to say she also comes around you all the time, but at breakfast. Are you not having breakfast as much lately, or something about breakfast? Have more breakfast. Are you making a decision to have breakfast now or something? The word breakfast, she's around you for breakfast as well.
I am trying to have breakfast more often. I usually do not.
Exactly. So she's saying she's around your thoughts and knows that you I almost feel like you're trying to have more breakfast, and she wants to say she comes around you for breakfast time. So she knows what you're going through and what you've been thinking about wanting to have more breakfast. And she's saying it's going to be good for you because you felt like you wanted more energy. Is that true? Because you've been feeling a little lackluster in terms of energy, and she feels like this is the way to go, like it's going to help you.
Yes.
Well, that's some strong advice. Yeah, easy.
And I am a night owl, so I'm usually up.
She's always around you, but I think her point is that she wants you to know she hears your thoughts about wanting to have more breakfast. So she comes around you when you have breakfast. She's never not there. It's just she's trying to make a point. Does that make sense? That she's hearing your thoughts about how you should have more breakfast, and how she's hearing that thought as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Carol. All right. Bless you, and I appreciate the call.
This was that example where, remember how you said some people come through more strongly than others for some reason?
Yeah.
For some reason, Leonard brought her mother through because I almost thought she was going to ask for her mother because her mother was waiting. So there must have been a reason her mother wanted to come through and give that message more so than Leonard.
Right. So you had like a 2-for-1 there.
Exactly. Yeah. It was more he pushed her through and let her take the reading and take the time for some reason. It was important for her to hear that. So.
That was interesting. Okay, let's go to Dana in Castro Valley. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, my name is Dana. And I'm wondering about my dad, Bernard. He died very suddenly, and I wanted to see if he could give me any comfort. Did he die pain-free, or was he afraid?
Yeah, before you finish the question, he's saying he's okay, because I feel like you want your intention is to find out if he's okay. And he said, I landed here safely, I'm fine. So I don't know what happened towards the very end, but he's just saying, he said you think about the end a lot. Is that true? Like too much? Like you worry about what happened at the end. Okay, and he said, please wipe your mind clean, wipe the slate clean. He goes, it's not important. I've landed here safe. I'm here safely on terra firma. He's actually saying terra firma. So he's trying to say everything's cool where he is, okay? Because I feel like that was your main intention. Is he okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Dana, and have a good night. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of Carrie, the Hollywood Medium, at thehollywoodmedium.com. Check her out there, and we will continue with our calls. If you're on hold, stay there. I will get to you. It's now 9:15. Yes, time is flying. 9:15 on the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10. You're listening to the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10. It's the 13th, and we're crossing over with Carrie, the Hollywood Medium, on KGO, and she connects to the other side. So if someone has passed, you give us a call, and actually our lines are full, but we try to make a connection. And we go to Bobby in San Jose. I know you've been holding a very long time, Bobby. I appreciate it. You're on with Carrie, the Hollywood Medium.
Hello. Bobby. And I'm interested in Merle Pitchin.
I can't hear the name that you're... What is the name of your loved one?
Merle and June.
Is that Merle?
Pearl and June. Pearl.
Okay, what's your question for Pearl?
Merle.
Okay.
Okay, what's your question for Merle?
I'm just wondering what they both think of the changes in my family.
Okay, it's interesting you mentioned the other person's name is June. Is that correct? Because they're talking about... I feel like you the word June comes up around you, and I feel like it's the month of June. So do you feel, is that going forward, are you making changes for June or wanting to make changes around June? The word June comes up around you in terms of changes.
No.
Okay, so just be open to that, because they're just showing June. I know you asked for the person named June as well, but they're showing the summertime, and be open to changes or positive changes. They're saying yes. And then now they're bringing up food. Now, this is funny. Did you just make a sandwich? Because they're bringing up food, a sandwich.
No.
Like, this is an old-fashioned sandwich. Like, you know what it looks like? It looks like Wonder Bread, do you remember? And, like, having a bologna in the middle of it. They're showing me a sandwich, like an old-fashioned. So it might be a memory or something. Did they make that for you as a kid or something? Do you remember having, like, Wonder Bread and the Wonder Bread sandwiches, remember? With bologna in the middle?
Not really.
Be open to this, because I don't know what they're showing me, because you threw me two names, and I'm not locking into what's what. Merle comes through stronger, and he's saying the word baby, so is that like your baby, or are you his baby? The word baby comes up around that, so holding a baby, so are you his baby? Is that what that is?
I'm thinking I am.
Okay, because he's showing me that rocking a baby, so I feel like it almost like he's calling you like you're his baby, you're his baby, he's watching over you. That's exactly what I'm feeling. And he feels like, have you been having I feel like he's saying that you're tough or having a tough skin or having to put on a tough skin. Would that be correct about you? Tough, word tough. Okay, because he's saying like you feel like you've had to do that, have a tough skin. And he's saying that he sees that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, it's like you felt like you had no choice to be tougher, to have a tough skin. And he's saying, it's okay to be a little softer going forward. He goes, he's watching out for things. He's watching you. Does that make sense, Bobby? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Be open to that, what he just said, to be a little more softer, to bring in things that you want to bring in more. Does that make sense? Because it'll kind of soften the energy, is what I'm getting from him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Less stress, I have a feeling. All right. Thank you very much, Bobby,
thank
from
you.
San Jose. Let's go to Grace in San Jose. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Grace. Just wanted to know about my mother.
What's her first name?
It's a Brazilian name. It's Severina.
And what's your question for her?
Just wanted to know she's well.
Okay. Can I ask you, this is funny. Do you sit cross-legged sometimes, or do you cross your ankles at all? Do you sit cross-legged sometimes, or are you doing that now?
I was crossing legs a minute ago. I mean, that I was waiting, but usually I do cross legs, yes.
She just wants, because I almost feel like she wants to say she's seeing you cross your legs right now. Does that make sense? Because she made me uncross my legs. Does that make sense? So she's saying that she's right there now. Okay. She actually says that you don't even need to call in, that you know she's there. Is that true? Like, you have a really good connection to her, and you talk to her all the time in your own way. Is that true? You talk to her.
Yes, I do.
Right. Like, you don't even need to call the Drex, because you know, she's saying you have a good connection with her, and you're always conversing and talking to her as if she's still there. Is that true?
Yes. I had a very good relationship with my mother. I took care of her. I cared for her. I worry about her. Yes. Yeah. We have a connection.
And you know what she's saying right now? She's saying that it's your time. It's your time. So I don't know how much you've took care of her, you know, but she's saying it's very much your time right now. So are you trying to focus on you right now and sort of getting what you want in life? Because she's saying it's your time and she's helping you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. But I like that she wanted to make me uncross my legs, because I almost feel like you're sitting cross-legged. You know, you cross your legs, and she wants to say she's there and she sees it. So she's funny like that. She's kind of humorous, so she's funny.
All right. Thank you very much, Grace. I have my legs crossed, but I screwed up my Achilles. I'm not going to uncross them.
That's so funny, because she's making me uncross my – and so I knew that she wanted to talk about that, because she's there and she sees
powerful.
That she's sitting. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next for Carrie, the Hollywood Medium, hollywoodmedium.com. We go to Shannon in Danville. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Shannon. And I'm calling about my loved one, my grandma Tina and my dad Joe.
Well, let's see who comes through first. Okay. So I get your grandma around you more, and your grandma comes through and she talks about when you were 5 years old. So she was still here when you were five, correct?
Yes.
She talks about the memories of that age of when you were five being a really good time for you. Can you remember that at all? Like, it was a really good time in your life, like, and she was around and she enjoyed. I almost feel like she took you to the park. Did she literally take you to the park or go hang out? Is that what she did with you? Like, you guys hung out a lot?
We did hang a lot. Out a lot, but I don't remember going to a park.
Okay, I feel like it's almost like a memory of her taking you to a park or her taking you somewhere and hanging out. And she talks about the childhood memory of really loving that time of your life, that when you were five, and loving being a grandma and just wishing, kind of missing that. Does that make sense in human form? Does that make any sense to you? Like, she really misses that time for some reason. She brings that up.
Well, she just passed in January, and I'm 38, so I had a lot of time with her, but I don't know why.
She talks about that. So just think about it when we get off the phone, but she talks about that time being precious and her enjoying that time in her life, not just yours, okay? And how, like, she said that time, things were different then for some reason. So I don't know if it was in her life things were different, but she's saying she misses that time period when you were five for her and for you, but mostly about her life. So you probably would know what she's talking about. She's talking about job change. So have you made a job change or thinking about it? She's talking about the words job change. So is that you?
No job change.
So then someone's trying to make a job change or wanting to make a job change. Is that someone else around you that she would know of?
My husband recently made a job change.
Okay, so she is acknowledging seeing that around your husband. Does that make sense? Because it's not you, so it's your husband. So she's acknowledging. So she's acknowledging she's around and seeing what's going
on.
That's why she did that. Okay, that makes sense.
All right. Thank you very much, Shannon. All right.
Your dad is there, by the way. He was just standing there quietly to her side, just so you know. But she did most of the talking.
Oh, so he was there.
Yeah, like I felt like he had like when it comes through, like he had a flannel shirt type of thing. Like I don't know if he literally wore a flannel shirt or if that just means that he's a grounded person or a very down to earth person. I don't know if we lost her or not, but if she's still there, if she could validate that or not.
Yeah, I dropped her. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so okay. I apologize. I need to break for the news. We'll be back with Carrie, the Hollywood Medium, and you can once again check her out at thehollywoodmedium.com. As we continue, let's check in with John Lobertini and the KGO News Center on KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238.
Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
KGO 810. Thank you very much, John. It is a special edition of the Late Night Late Show Wrap-Up. Once again, our guest is Carrie. She's the Hollywood Medium. You can find her at thehollywoodmedium.com. If you are on hold, thank you for holding. I know you've been holding for at least a half hour. We're going to get all your calls in here. If you're there, you're going to be on. So let's get to it. Let's go to Despina in San Jose.
Hello.
Hello.
Despina. And my question is if you could tell me if my mother has anything she'd like to tell me.
Okay, first name of your mom?
Alice.
Okay. Now, she holds a baby, so I feel like she considers you her baby. Does that make sense? I don't know what order, birth order you were in, but she calls you. Did she ever call you, like, you're her baby at all? Did she ever say that to you in life as well? She's saying yes. She sees you that way. Okay.
Okay. Not really. She had another, like, kind of enduring name.
Okay. Well, and she also says, she's showing me, like, a food. Are you a foodie? Like, are you cooking more, like, making more meals for yourself in the kitchen? Like, literally cooking for yourself? Is that what you're doing? Because I feel like I'm seeing more cooking for yourself, cooking in the kitchen. Is that you?
Possibly, yes, and I just did a party or was at a party and helped with a party cooking food.
She just feels like she comes around you in the kitchen and that you're going to be doing more of that. Like, I almost feel like you're a foodie and you're going to start making more meals for yourself and for others. She's saying yes. Is that something you've been thinking about doing, cooking more?
No, not really.
Well, she feels like you might be more open. I don't know why. I'm not going to argue with her. She's saying yes, like you're going to cook more, be more open to cooking. The simple meals, she said. Is that true? All right, you're not validating to that for what she's saying, but she's saying she's in the kitchen with you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. she's saying that don't fret too much. You're fretting about something. Something has been on top of your mind that you've been thinking about lately. And she's saying that she's trying to help you with that issue. Do you know what she's talking about or whatever you're thinking about? There's something you've been fretting about is the word she's using. So something on top of your mind that you've been thinking about, whatever that is.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, well,
we did have a family member pass away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
No, she said something about you and your life. She's saying it's something about you that you're thinking about. So she said she's on top of it. So whatever you're going through or going to go through, she's saying she's around. She keeps saying she comes around the kitchen, and I know you're not saying you're in the kitchen much, right? So she's saying she's in with you in the kitchen.
Hmm. I don't know. I've had a lot of things go on through from January on to now, and things are kind of settling down, but I don't know. I didn't know if the person who passed away, if that had anything or she could say anything about that, or if that person would come in.
She's saying she's focused. She's saying, yes, the person's there, but she's focused on you and your life. Have you been trying to be more spiritual or get on a spiritual path? Because she's saying she's more focused on you and your life right now for, like, I feel like you're going to be more spiritual, too, going forward. So if you're not doing it now, you might be doing that more. Does that make sense? Because she's saying yes.
Yes, I do think that's true.
She's saying yes, and she's very much liking that decision or change, and she's going to be helping you with that.
Okay.
She comes into your dream space a lot, so be open to that. She says she tries to come in your dreams.
That's true. I've been dreaming a lot about her.
Her, right. So that's her way of coming in more and opening up your intuition, and you're going to be more intuitive. You're very intuitive already.
Thank you very much. Let's move along here so that we can get everybody in here. Giovanni from San Mateo, you're on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, Giovanni. And I wanted to ask about my mom, see how she's doing.
First name for your mom?
Dionne.
She comes through as a very strong figure. Does that make sense? Does it sound like her? Her personality seems very strong, like she's a strong figure, a strong figurehead, a strong person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like almost like a rush of air towards me, like a lion, like huge. Like she comes through with this big personality or this big feeling or strength. She says she's very proud of her strength. Like there's a quietness as well about her strength, and she says that this is the word she's using. You've inherited her strength. Can you validate that? Like you're very strong. People come to you for advice. Is that true, Giovanni?
Yes.
And she's saying very much so. You said yes. She's saying very much so, and that you're really now. Did she say this in life that you're brilliant? The word is brilliant she's using. Did she ever kind of do that to you? Like say you're brilliant?
In the end, yes.
That's the word she's using. It's a very specific word she wants me to use, that you're brilliant, you're a bright light, and you're still brilliant, and you're going to help a lot of people with whatever you do. Like, do you do something where you help people?
In several different.
Because you're going to help a lot more people, she's saying. Maybe it's just people who come to you for advice or, I don't know, maybe you'll make an invention. I don't know. But she's saying you're going to continue to carry her torch and be a light for others. It's very specific, this message. Do you know what she's talking about?
I could probably draw some lines, yeah.
Yeah, like you're going to help other people. And like you're going to kind of carry her legacy, like being strong and your wisdom and strength. I feel like you carry a lot of her wisdom. She's saying yes, very much so. And she's saying you think a lot, particularly at night, late at night when it's quiet, you get a lot of your ideas then. Is that true, Giovanni?
Yes.
She's saying yes. Continue to be open. That's her helping you and feeding you, and be open to your creativity as well. There'll be more creative stuff in your life coming forward. Do you want to be more creative? Is that what that's going on? Like she's saying you're going to be more creative as well. Is that something you've been wanting to do?
Yes, I do.
So she goes, she's going to help you with that area. I feel like it's more music, too, an art space. Is that true?
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, she said you don't even need that. She says you know she's always around.
I hope so.
All right, Giovanni, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. And let's go to Rachel in San Mateo. Thank you for holding. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Oh, hi. My name is Rachel. and I wanna know what's my grandma's message. Her name is Veronica.
She also comes through as saying she's a really strong figure in your life. Is that true? Was she ever a strong role model for you when you were a child or something? Because she's saying yes.
Yeah. She took care of me when I was small.
And she also talked, you know, she's showing me spaghetti. Did you just make spaghetti or did she make spaghetti for you? Did you learn how to make spaghetti with her or just something? She's showing me like spaghetti,
no.
Or Italian food, spaghetti or Italian food or something like that. So she comes, she shows that image.
No, I don't see.
Write that
I know
down.
She likes to cook.
Write that down because it might be something in the future. I don't know. But she's saying she knows me cooking or spaghetti. And then
I like to cook spaghetti, though, for the kids.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, because not everyone, you know, I mean, everyone's different. So she's saying yes. So she's saying yes on that. She's saying thank you for getting that. And for she's saying she comes around you making spaghetti. So I almost feel like you cook it for yourself. And
I do cook it often.
Okay, so that's your validation for her. So she's just saying she sees what's going on.
You've got the El Dante down, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Carrie, if you don't mind holding on for one more break here, when I come back, let's just you and I chit-chat for all those people that could not get through tonight about, you know, intuition and intuitive ways that we can talk to those who have passed.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Spring is in the air.
One 877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
KGO 810 knows you're busy and on the go, so we're making it even easier to listen live with a KGO 810 app. Hear the latest news right on your mobile device.
The increase in suspicious filings came from a small handful of states this week.
Plus, get traffic, weather, sports, and financial updates. And get exclusive content on your Android or BlackBerry or iPhone.
Security experts say the recent Anthem hack is pointing to a gap in health privacy laws.
The KGO 810 app. Find out more at KGORadio.com.
One more round with the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. It is the Late Night Late Show wrap up, and I'm talking to Carrie. She's a medium, and she can be found at thehollywoodmedium.com if you'd like to contact her so she can help you contact someone on the other side. So how long have you been doing this, Carrie?
Oh, about, I think, over a dozen years, but before that, more informally, not knowing I was giving readings. But I think a lot of people have a misconception. I think everyone is very intuitive. They're just not as aware or open to it, or maybe not encouraged. So it's not just those of us who do it professionally.
Well, I have a feeling even the doubters, I would think, and there's always doubters out there, would still like to get a message or think that they can contact or receive contacts from those who have passed. And I'm just wondering, and I do think that you have to, I think you tell me, but I'm pretty sure you have to be open to it. I certainly am. So, you know, if I wanted to personally, without going to someone like you, try to make a contact with that person, how would I do that?
I think my what I've noticed is it's best to, it's when you're not trying is when you're hearing it, when you hear them or you hear their voice or you hear a message. the lady said that she smelled smoke and she thinks of her mother, cigarette smoke. That's when you're not trying is when you're most open. It's hard to explain. So it is possible. Like the other caller just now, her loved one came through a lot in dreams lately, and I think that's that person's entry point. So that'll help open her up to her intuition.
That seems to be the big one, the dream state, you know, or that semi conscious state where you're kind of in and you're kind of out. That's where you were,
right.
I think, pretty sure you remember your dreams most
of
them.
And that's also when the walls are not as up, you know, your walls are not up, so you're more receptive to them. So that was interesting that I noticed that caller had a lot more, that loved one came through in the dreams, and that was sort of a way to open that up
and
be more intuitive.
Yeah, one of the things I've noticed with, those who have passed on, sometimes in that dream sleep state in between, if I will see someone who's passed, sometimes they don't necessarily, they're not in the storyline, they're not in the plot line, they're just kind of there. And I find that very interesting.
Well, sometimes they're just there to get your attention too, right? Is that, that can happen too, just because to show that they're there. It doesn't really matter if they're part of the storyline, but it's just that they exist in another dimension, let's call it.
So again, they don't have to be part of the novel that's going on in my head.
Exactly.
Just seeing them is a message that they're there and they're watching.
And yeah, and like the lady, the last caller, the loved one came through and kept showing me spaghetti, and I should just say that because it turned out she
always
made spaghetti. She made...
I know, that was amazing. Yeah.
So she kind of, that was just her way of saying she's there, and maybe that person will be more open to, you know, her in the kitchen when she's making spaghetti and then start the conversation.
Well, I think that you're going to cause that family to have a lot of spaghetti.
but I say everyone, and also it's healthy to be skeptical. I mean, I was the biggest skeptic too and a curmudgeon. I think it's fine to be skeptical. I think you just be skeptical but have an open mind at the same time. I think it's possible to do that. And sometimes the biggest skeptics are people who are very open and intuitive. That's just, they just can't embrace it yet because they're so sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
So that's okay too.
Well, Carrie, thank you very much for speaking
thank
to
you
us
so
tonight.
Much.
And we'll have the Hollywood Medium at thehollywoodmedium.com on again real soon. Thank you, and have a good rest
you.
Of the week.
You too.
Okay, good night. All right, and thank you, folks. Have a safe night, and we will make more tomorrow on the Trex Radio Show. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.